After murdering a 100-pound raccoon down by the Rock River in Janesville, Wisconsin, Pete the Studio 54 and a half cat just returned from his veterinary clinic visit. Had to make sure that he had not gotten himself in any kind of medical problem there with his big battle with the raccoon. Got a clean bill of health, all vaccinations and documents up to date. I just have one concern. To me, rather young veterinarian said, and I looked at her and I said, what do you mean, doc? And she paused and she said, well, we sent Pete to a routine psych evaluation, and she left a pregnant pause in the conversation, and she said, "I believe Pete the cat thinks of nothing but murder all fucking day."
Let's just get right to it. Y'all ready to boogie woogie down Route 66?
From the often forgotten yet quite historic downtown Janesville, Wisconsin, or at least what in the fuck is left of it. And we are about as downtown can be, right down on Main Street. It's Radio Clinic Garage Theater. our 16th show, and it's now exclusively on Cool Daddy-O Media Internet Radio. It's Thursday, 18 June 2015. Got some buzzing, as should be expected at Cool Daddy-O Media Studio 54.5. We have some electrical interference from downstairs. Had a Trading Spaces tavern. By the way, we can advertise here on the Garage Theater. There was a little excitement this morning down in the Trading Spaces tavern, 7 floors down. We're up on Trading Spaces Towers up here, downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. Oh, they're tearing up the road and causing all kinds of havoc. And inspectors were here, and they were looking at Studio 54.5 to make sure they hadn't, caused huge cracks in the wall or anything, because they have these huge machines that are tearing up Main Street, shaking the building. Literally shaking poor Pete the Studio Cat right out of his Pete the Studio Cat little sleeping apparatus that he hangs out in, right in the captain chair there. Anyway, there was all kinds of inspectors and all kinds of problems because they must have hit a gas line or something. Curiously enough, they did not evacuate us, which is a little bit disturbing. Could smell gas everywhere. Anyway, I'm probably revealing something that will get me murdered later. I don't care. I'm 70 years old. Well, a new work job. And little Daddy complains all the time that he's had a shitty job for the last 10 years in Janesville, Wisconsin. Shitty work capital of the Midwest. Little Daddy has a new job, believe it or not. Has entered Little Daddy's life. Leaving an old, tired work scheme. And that old work scheme is on the wane. They are no longer relevant. That old job that screwed workers for years and years and years, they're going to have to pony up because there are a few jobs popping up here and there. After 10 years of agony in this miserable job community here in Janesville, Wisconsin, a few jobs, and as we speak, our United States Representative Paul Ryan is trying to take what little jobs have been created in the last couple of years, trying to get those suckers right back over to third world countries with the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Paul Ryan and Barack Obama. Anyway. This is iCulture, ladies and gentlemen, and also Little Daddy-O. We're doing editorial here about Little Daddy-O. Little Daddy-O has a new partner in crime, and Daddy-O's ex-wife's. Daddy-O got rid of his old job, and now Little Daddy-O's ex-wife's seventh grade rules are also irrelevant. Little Daddy-O has a new partner in crime, and tertiary reason that Little Daddy-O has something to celebrate. Little Daddy-O left Janesville Community Radio way, way, way too many government rules over there. Here at Cool Daddy-O Media, I can actually keep my intellectual property. Not sure why the government wants my intellectual property over there at Janesville Community Radio, but they're not going to get it. I have it all here on files if the building doesn't collapse. We can sell advertising. And good God, one last thing over here at Cool Daddy-O Media. On Internet Radio, we can say fuck.
Well, I've been having a little trouble now, but I'm keeping
Radio Clinic Garage Theater Show 16, Thursday, 18 June 2015. What do I got down here on my my little show shtick that I wrote? Right now we're on the internet portal that we purchased here at Cool Daddy Media Studio. 54 and a half. Cool Daddy Media. Independent internet podcast radio. Take it for what it's worth. But we can get away with murder. literary murder here. So if you're listening, you're in some kind of media cult. What have I got written down here? Live again this week, our 16th Garage Theater. 15 of those original shows were on and, with another entity here in Janesville, Wisconsin. We are no longer affiliated with. They want our intellectual property, want to change our names, and want all kinds of rules and regulations that little daddy-o at his age just ain't ready to deal with. Kind of like seventh grade, kind of like being married. Neither of which Daddy-O is anymore. Live again this week, our 16th Garage Theater Show. It's the high culture, ladies and gentlemen, the high culture version of Cool Daddy Media. The lunch bucket, heard on Tuesdays. We'll be firing that back up this Tuesday, probably. That's the blue collar version. Exclusively on Cool Daddy Media. And another broadcast from the Radio Clinic Lab at Cool Daddy Media Studio 54 and a half on the 7th floor. Trading Spaces Towers in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. It's Thursday night. It's ladies' night. Little Daddy was just itching to get out and get in some kind of debauchery. We are, by the way, before I forget, and we are in the spirit of, you know, the Chicago... A lot of people hate Chicago, Illinois people up here in Wisconsin. All my mother's people came from Chicago, my grandmother and everybody, moved up here, find a better life back in the 1920s. And all my wife's, ex-wife's people moved up here from my people, poor Irish, moved from the south side of Chicago up here to Wisconsin. Back in the 1920s, that's my mother's side. My ex-wife's clan, they moved out of Park Ridge, which was a little more affluent, but not that much back in those days. Now it's worth billions. It's where Hillary Clinton grew up, by the way. Anyway, Hillary Rodham. Anyway, the Chicago Blackhawks, the hockey team, won their third Stanley Cup. In the last 6 years. So in the spirit of that, I want to wish all my former associates and current associates down in Chicago. Used to work for a guy that had businesses in Chicago and up here in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva. That's where I met one of my wives, by the way. All the Chicago people work in Lake Geneva. Anyway, talk about that a little later, maybe in the show here. Culture. We're talking about culture, ladies and gentlemen. So, what do we got going on here? Oh, speaking of Lake Geneva and party time, the city that Chicago built just to have weekend fun. All right, gentlemen, put those hands together for your next dancer up on stage. San Antonio and her song, Choice. Easy lover and fellas, don't forget to tip your dancers, bartenders, and waitresses.
Thank you.
The Radio Clinic Garage Theater Show, 16, Thursday, 18 June, 2015. We are on exclusively Cool Daddy Media. We are at the Cool Daddy Media Studio 54 and a half on the 7th floor of Trading Spaces Towers in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin, off of Main Street, the very same Main Street that they are tearing the shit out of. Progress, ladies and gentlemen. The city mothers and fathers assure us that, and reassure us that Janesville will be a vibrant mecca after all that work is done. But it does have to be done because you can't have 100-year-old pipes. That is probably why we had a gas leak this morning here at Studio 54 and a half. Luckily, Little Daddy O was not blasted to the moon last night. Oh, just what Little Daddy O needs. Tonight's debauchery. What do we got here on the Radio Clinic Garage Theater? Formerly on a different network, but now on exclusively on Internet Podcast Radio. By the way, we're taking inspiration. Speaking of the Chicago Blackhawks in the aforementioned segment, Chicago Blackhawks hockey winning their third Stanley Cup in the last 6 years. One of the original six National Hockey League teams going back almost 100 years. They won in Chicago the other night. It was a Monday night in six games against Florida team was a Tampa Bay Lightning. What the hell? They don't even have ice there in the damn winter. I've been to Florida. What the hell? Why the hell have they got a hockey team? Anyway, taking our inspiration from an outfit, internet radio, podcast radio. Now, listen carefully. If I was on the old network that we used to be affiliated with, I'd have to explain over and over again what I was actually saying. Puck Podcast. PuckPodcast.com. PuckPodcast.com. That is a hockey sports show, and it's exclusively on internet radio and podcast. And they're a big deal. Believe it or not, they're based out west in the land of in the land of sunshine and San Andreas mountains. And I guess right now drought, no ice out there. But nonetheless, they're a great big deal. There are several hockey teams out that neck of the woods, the Anaheim Ducks, and let's see, there's one in Phoenix, I believe. And anyway, hockey has moved to warm parts of the world. But anyway, there's a really popular internet podcast radio show called PuckPodcast.com. PuckPodcast.com. If you are a diehard hockey fan, there are a few here in Janesville because we do have our semi-pro hockey team here in Janesville. Janesville Jets. That'll tell you something about Little Daddy. I have not been to one of their games. We have an ice arena here. They're always talking about it falling apart, the ice arena, that is. Well, I guess the Jets are a pretty good team. Anyway, there are some diehard hockey fans here, so if you do pick up this podcast on the World Wide Web at some point, puckpodcast.com, but puckpodcast.com, friends, Cool Daddy Media, and the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Tonight, hockey is high culture, because it's an old sport, and it's been around forever. So, I guess the Vikings were sliding around on the ice 1,000 years ago with a stick and a rock. And when they get done, the losers, they lop their heads off. Nonetheless, tonight's topics on the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. High culture debauchery. What did we? Oh, yes. Pete, we talked about this at the beginning. Pete the Studio Cat had to go to the pet the pet psychologist, Pete, the Studio 54 and a half cat, he thinks, apparently, they've surmised that he thinks of nothing but murder all day. It's disturbing. He seems to be all right now. He's just laying in front of the fan here. So I guess later tonight he'll rip one of my arms off. Anyway, Radio Clinic Garage Theater is now exclusively on Cool Daddy Media. We can advertise over here. What else? Semicolon. I guess I should go. I should step back. We can advertise over here. Trini Spaces downstairs. Had a great burger there tonight. Double cheeseburger, and I had one a couple days ago too. Little Daddy Hill's kind of busy now because he has two jobs. God forbid, in jobless Janesville, Wisconsin, Little Daddy Hill now has two jobs. So thank goodness. By the way, so I had to just get something to eat downstairs. Very busy, very busy. So didn't have time to travel all over hell to get a goddamn double cheeseburger. They make a good burger downstairs, Training Spaces. A little later, we'll talk about Jeff's Coffee Bar. Anyway, where we, by the way, the Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic, our blue-collar version on Cool Daddy Media, did 27 shows remote from Jeff's Coffee Bar in Janesville, Wisconsin. Probably going to go back now. Now that he's in a new building off of Washington and Memorial. All right. Speaking of hockey, the idiots. Boy, I tell you what. What happens to people when they become executives? They the tradition in hockey over the last many years, guys all grow beards for the playoffs. Okay, so all the guys grew beards, and NBC, who was broadcasting. I guess the television version of I listen to it on WGN radio because I'm too busy to watch sit in front of the television. I watch it, listen to it on the radio, WGN. But anyway, NBC executives wanted the guys to cut their beards off so people could recognize them better. And you know what? And you know what all the hockey players did? And God bless the guys from the warm weather guys down in. Down in Florida, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks. You know what they told the NBC executives regarding shaving their beards? Fuck you. So they wore their beards throughout the Stanley Cup. I'm going to tell the story about the truck rental chick. I had to move some stuff up here to Studio 54 and a half. We put a game room up here in the green room where our guests wait. Wait with bated breath to get on the air. I had to bring some equipment up here. I rented a truck from a rental company. I'll tell you about that. What a bunch of idiots they were. Let me see. Oh, we're sending more troops to Iraq in our third war there. Is that high culture? I guess it is because the bad guys are blowing up all kinds of antiquities. Oh, there's a big motorcycle event coming. We're talking about tonight's debauchery on the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Two big motorcycle events coming to Janesville, Wisconsin. One would be the Tub Run this Saturday for muscular dystrophy, and then the Harley Owners Group, the state chapter, is having their annual gathering here in Janesville, Wisconsin. That's in July. So that's a big deal. That's all the Harley owner groups, people that own Harleys. They have clubs, and they're all going to get together here in Janesville. They pass the love around. It's in a different city every year. It's never been here in Janesville. So they're having it here in Janesville, Wisconsin in July. I don't have the date in front of me. Look it up. I can't do every goddamn thing for you. What do we got here? High culture, academic words. What do I got? Unheeded presidential advice. Oh my, that sounds pretty heavy. Everybody will go home and put a bullet in their head for that. And it's all parsed with some eclectic jazz and boogie music to help absorb the reality The aforementioned disturbing Janesville, Wisconsin, and America at large, and Wisconsin, of course. My longtime co-host, Donald, from my the day show, Daddy's Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic, got a 9-to-5 job. Now, he already had a boss. He was already a boss. He already had a manager's position, but it was transportation. So it was like 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They never left him alone. And, some guy would call him the middle of the night on a Sunday morning, you know, at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning from Chicago and go, "Oh, Donald, I spilled some chips between the seats of the truck. What should I do?" Anyway, Donald now works at the company he'd been with for so long. He now works in the executive area, accounting or some area like that, some such area, and he works 9-to-5, and he has to wear a tie. So God bless you, Donald, with your little kids and everything, and your wife, and plugging away in a really shitty town, Wisconsin. That, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it'd be really hard to belong to an organization called Community Radio and allege that Janesville is a really shitty place. it's just not in the spirit of happy, happy, joy, smiley faces all the time. Anyway, in honor of you, Donald, Donald likes to take cruises because he's got little kids, doesn't get much time off. I can see that. I don't like the concept of a cruise, but I guess if you got little kids and a wife, everybody can get along better and don't have to worry about a lot of things that you normally have to worry about if you're traveling the country in a car or whatever. But Donald likes cruises, and I found a song here. He ended up in Disneyland recently. And I guess it would be Disney World. But I found a song here. I had some friends up here at Studio 54 and a half earlier in the evening. It's probably why I sound a little disjointed, because beverages were spilled. Adult beverages were passed around. And we were tinkering with some old music, and we ran across this gem. Donald, this is for you and your recent trip. My old longtime partner, still in communication with him. Best of luck, Donald. This is in honor of you and your recent exploits in Disney World. There you go, buddy. This is for you.
I'm going to Disneyland. back, headed west into the black. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Disneyland. Ooh, I'm going to
Clinic Garage Theater, an affiliate of the Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic. That's right, on Tuesdays. That's Blue Collar. This is High Culture. So just rest at ease, all you unemployed High Culture mooks, rubes. You fear not. We will spoon feed you some High Culture. Welcome to the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. An affiliate of the Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic, the International House of Lunch Bucket Radio, and it's all brought to you by Hey You Big Jerk Productions, right here at the new Upticked Radio Lab, a cool daddy media studio, 54 and a half, and it's all in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. I'm Bob Keith, a.k.a. Daddy, or Daddy, a.k.a. Bob Keith, if you prefer, and we're right here in, look at here. I've got the old affiliation here. Well, glad I caught that. Holy smokes. No, we're right here on Cool Daddy Media. We are not on any kind of a community portal. FCC'd up and with all kinds of rules and regulations. Anyway, we're here at Cool Daddy Media. Kind of the Wild West out here in podcast, internet radio. Radio Land. It is Thursday night. It is our 16th show. We're still trying to settle in on the format, especially now that we're independent. Usually 2 hours. Don't really care. Tonight's ladies' night. I'll probably break it off early because I can do whatever I goddamn please because I pay for this shit. Cool Lady Media Consortium pays for this shit. Let me see. Yeah, I got here tonight. Little Daddy was itching to get down downstairs to those $2.16 Miller Genuine Drafts at Trading Spaces. So let's see. And it is indeed our 16th rendition of the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. I was supposed to tell a story about renting a truck when we, for the last song. By the way, the last song dedicated to Donald Disneyland, K-N-E-E, Dizzknee. The group Dada got sued, I think, by the Disney people, so they had to change the name of the song. Oh, God, don't you own enough Disney? Anyway. Oh, God. Rules everywhere. So, but they got their song out, and that was dedicated to Donald, who just spent some time in one of the Disney rubrics. I believe it was Disney World down in Florida. So, anyway, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Little Daddy-O, of course. And this is classic Little Daddy-O. Little Daddy-O has lost. Little Daddy-O's lost his place on his so on his so familiar show plan. I was supposed to tell a story about I was supposed to tell a story about the I had to bring some equipment up here, Studio 54 and a half. Having a lounge, recreation area for all people that use this facility. We are not nonprofit, by the way. Anyway, we have some entertainment up here, and so I had to bring some equipment. So I don't have a pickup truck that's worthy anymore. Talked about last couple weeks ago about the old 66. The old 66 Ford with the straight six, but the truck bed in the back, you can see the ground. So little daddy wasn't interested in messing with that old truck as far as that goes. It's good for taking stuff to the dump, but that's about it. And burying animals that Pete's Studio 54 and a half cat kills, taking them out to the farm and burying them, that seems to suffice for that gruesome task. But nonetheless, little daddy rented a truck with a top on it, you know, a box truck. And so the deal was, you rent the truck for about $19 a day, and so I go in, and there was a gentleman. I went in and did a recon last week, and talked to the guy. I said, "Yeah, I need it Saturday." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, no problem, no problem." Old guy like myself, and he says, "Yeah, no problem, no problem. Come on in." He set it up, and he said, "Just come on in on Saturday morning. Pick your truck up at 7 o'clock." And lo and behold, I'm getting off the track, but my ex-wife and her mother helped me a little bit with some of this old equipment. Bless their hearts. Bought them lunch at Trading Spaces. Trading Spaces on Main Street. I think their address is it 55? They're across from the courthouse like we are. I think it's 55 South Main Street. Anyway, you can't miss them. They're right across from the courthouse on Main Street. Rented the truck. Bring some equipment up here to Studio 54 and a half. So the old guy was very nice, very helpful. No big deal. So I come in on Saturday and to pick my truck up. And the chick goes, it was a chick there. The old guy, not there. A young chick, about 21. And she goes, "You'll have the truck back, it's 7 o'clock. You'll have the truck back by 11? And I'm like, "What? 11 tonight?" She's like, "No, 11 noon." I said, no, the deal is, right there on your sign, $19 a day for the truck. She's like, "Yeah, but most people get their business taken care of in 4 hours. And I'm like, "Okay, now, people that don't know me, let me paint a picture. People that know me are already smiling. I'm blind, and I'm crippled, okay? And I'm standing there on a cane, blind. And this woman's like, "Yeah, you could probably get done by 11, right?" And I'm like, "No, lady, fucking look at me. I'm blind and crippled." And she goes, "Right, okay, so noon? Noon then?" And I'm like, "Oh, no. I want the truck all day. That's the deal. I want it all day." And then I'm like, she says, "Well, are you sure? Because most people can get done." I'm like, I'm all by myself here. I didn't count my ex-wife and my mother-in-law because I never know when they're going to fly off the handle. So, and they just move some tiny stuff anyway, which is helpful, but I can't really count them as like major players in this endeavor. And she goes, and I go, "Besides, how do you know I'm not driving to Chicago and picking something up and coming back?" And she goes, "Oh, Chicago. So then you can have the truck back by 1 o'clock. And I'm like, "No, lady, I want the truck all goddamn day." And she goes, "Well, you're some family that needs a truck. We'll have to wait because of you." And I'm like, "What the fuck ever, lady."
Oh,
All right, we're back. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Let me see here. Little Daddy was in a hurry to get downstairs. They're still open downstairs at Trading Spaces. We should mention, Little Daddy will be stepping out here in just a little bit. We should mention a friend of the show, the Radio Clinic Garage Theater and Cool Daddy Media and the Radio Clinic Daddy's Lunch Bucket. Radio Clinic. Daddy's Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic. And the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Jeff's Coffee Bar, located at 1009 North Washington Avenue. Open now with a drive through. The corner of Memorial Drive, Memorial Bridge up there in Washington. And they're right on that busy corner that's not too far from Mercy Hospital. Jeff let us do 27 shows there. Well, actually it was at his old location. Jeff let us do 27 lunch bucket shows there. When we got locked out of our former studio that we were affiliated with, they were having some growing pains. Holy smokes! Locked out. That is Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic. Locked out of the studio. So we did 27 shows from Jeff's Coffee Bar. JeffsCoffeeBar.com. JeffsCoffeeBar.com. 608-352-7388. How about a little more music? Little Daddy will be stepping out here. We'll talk about something to do with motorcycles when we come back, and then we're leaving. We're going to get drunk. So that's what we do well. Find something to do well that you do well and stick with it, ladies and gentlemen. Little Daddy's philosophy after 70 years. On this miserable planet. Anyway, not always miserable. There's nice things that come and go, and when they do, it's always a surprise. Like Jeff's Coffee Bar and Trading Spaces and a few other little things that pop up every once in a while. Daddy'll just got a new job. So finally can unload the miserable job he's had for the miserable Janesville, Wisconsin job he's had. Paul Ryan is pounding his fists right now. He's like, no one can have a better job in this town. So I'm sure he'll figure out some way to destroy little Daddy's hopes and dreams as he collects his $250,000 a year from the government. Hi, I'm Paul Ryan. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you. Radio Clinic Garage Theater, heard on Thursday nights. We're independent now. We're part of Cool Daddy Media. We always have been, but now exclusively Cool Daddy Media. And Cool Daddy Media, Studio 54 and a half in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. And we're getting ready to get the fuck out of here because Little Daddy has had just about enough of this. And I am Little Daddy, your host tonight. Assuming I don't get hit by a truck or some such thing, I will be your host on Tuesday when the Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic comes around. That's the blue-collar version. Your high culture tonight, this is a high culture show. Two presidents, both were former generals. Two presidents of the United States, both were former generals. I bring this up because there's so many scofflaws and abject losers that have thrown their towel in, or thrown their hat into thrown their hat into the presidential ring. Good Lord, are we going to have another Bush Clinton presidency? Hillary and Jeb. Good Lord, Jeb's so ashamed of his last name, his campaign is just Jeb. That's his campaign slogan, Jeb. Oh my God, you people don't remember his dad. George the First, George, what was it? H.W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush. He only made one term. Then Clinton beat him. He only made one term because he won the war in the first war in Iraq, our first war in Iraq, and then the economy tanked a little bit, and he won the war and he lost the economy. Clinton took over for 8 years, and then. Baby Bush took over, the frat boy took over and dragged us into a multi-trillion dollar war in Iraq, our second war there. And now we have a third. Now we have a third Bush. Something disturbing about that. And a Clinton, a second Clinton. A Hillary. Good God. And the country has anointed the both front runners. Clinton Bush. Good God. If you have the money, ladies and gentlemen, good listeners, if you have the money and you can scrounge up a plane ticket, leave America. Run for your fucking lives. Anyway, advice from two presidents, two former generals, big generals, George Washington and his farewell address after his second term. Made mention that political parties will probably destroy the American political system eventually. Yeah, it was 200 years ago, and they're well on their way to doing just that. And Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was monumental in helping win World War II for the Allies, Russia, Britain, Free France, America. Dwight D. Eisenhower went on to become president in the 1950s. He, by the way, George Washington was our first president. For all you people that have been playing Grand Theft Auto for the last 25 years, George Washington was our first president. He warned against political parties, and he's sadly poetically correct. And Dwight D. Eisenhower, having been a general in World War II and through the Korean War as president, noted that there's a military-industrial complex that is a life unto itself, and it sucks the very soul out of the country. George Washington, Dwight D. Eisenhower, prophetic warnings for us all. And do we pay attention? No fucking way do we pay attention. Little Daddy will be trying to have a good time this weekend. They have what they call it here in Janesville. I think they're on their 20th or 21st one. Little Daddy is a part of that thing going on this weekend with the motorcycles. The Muscular Dystrophy charity motorcycle ride. Sponsored by or helped to be put up and on the event by Cutter Harley-Davidson, which has changed. They're no longer Cutter. That was sold. And I can never think of the name of the new owner. So I'm sorry I'm remiss. I can't do every goddamn thing for you. Look it up. You're sitting there with your cell phone in your crotch. You look it up, good listeners. You can do it faster than I can because I got like five computers here and I can't do that right now. Anyway, former Cutter Harley-Davidson will be sponsoring whoever the new owners are now, sponsoring the helping to facilitate the Harley-Davidson event and the Harley Owners Group this weekend. It's all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They will end up quite a bit out at the Threshery, which is another interesting organization. They tinker with old industrial and farm equipment. It's 500 acres out there between Edgerton and Janesville, Wisconsin, on Highway 51. Anyway, the Muscular Dystrophy Harley Owners Group event every year, the Tub Run, they call it. I don't know why they call it the Tub Run. You look it up. I'm not quite sure where that came from. I used to know and I forgot. That's how long I've lived. But anyway, Lil Daddy will be part of that. Lil Daddy, they have a big road rally, a 100-mile run. They will stop in, I believe, Footville this year for a break. Anyway, Lil Daddy is volunteered to be help block the roads. You got to block like some 200 intersections. And that ain't as easy as everybody thinks it is. You got to have people to do that, and police, and personnel. And Little Daddy was all part of that. So, go on out to Cutter Harley-Davidson, or previously Cutter Harley-Davidson. I don't know if Cutter's sign is still up there or not. But anyway, whatever the case, it's the building's still there. And they're there, the same employees, just a different name now. Cutter Harley-Davidson and the Threshery out there on Highway 51, just north of Janesville, for the Muscular Dystrophy event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the big run on Saturday afternoon at noon. Lil Daddy will be part of that blocking, helping to block intersections so they can have the huge motorcycle run without having to stop at stop signs. Not as easy as everybody thinks. It's actually kind of dangerous to try to facilitate that whole project. So that's something fun. Everybody will have fun tonight, especially here in a couple of minutes, because Little Daddy is heading down to see Mary, the bartender, at 7 floors down at Trading Spaces. We, by the way, have a huge firefighter pole now, and we just slide the whole 7 floors right down the firefighter pole. We had All the 7 floors had holes drilled in them, and they put the big pipe all the way down. Little Daddy will just slide down there, and he called down there, and Mary's got his beer. Mary, the bartender at Trading Spaces, already has Little Daddy's 16-ounce Miller beer up on the bar, sweating, and it's waiting for Little Daddy. So I'll be having, hopefully, some kind of fun this weekend. A lot of motorcycle stuff going on in Janesville, Wisconsin. One highlight of Janesville, Wisconsin. So with that, Daddy's on Truck It. Excuse me. There you go. That's on Tuesdays. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater is over and done with, and this is the first one we've done independently of any other affiliate. This is Cool Daddy and Media stuff right here, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, look for me on Tuesday. If not, again next Thursday for the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. I'm Lil Daddy-O. A million miles. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater. I'm Little Daddy-O. Good night, everybody.